This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Texas study from 1992 to 2014 finds that 11.5% of people over 50 have lost a child. Percentage is higher for blacks at 16.7% than whites at 10.2%. Judge says videographers can't cite religion to refuse to video gay weddings. It would be the equivalent of posting a white applicants only sign on the front door, he ruled. Department of Homeland Security employs almost 2,000 people in about 80 countries around the world to screen high-risk travelers seeking to visit the United States. 19% of Germans work in manufacturing, nearly double the percentage near the U.S. or Britain. Estonia's singing revolution involved mass demonstrations of choral singing before the nation declared independence in 1991. The Guttmacher Institute found that nationally 50% of women of reproductive age lived within 11 miles of an abortion clinic in 2014, but one in five nationwide would need to travel at least 43 miles. The longest distances are in Wyoming, the Dakotas, and of course Alaska. Developers in New Orleans with HUD mortgages have been found to be renting hundreds of units as short-term rentals in violation of a HUD requirement that forbids such housing being used for transit or hotel purposes, according to a complaint filed by the Jane Place Neighborhood Sustainability Initiative Program. In 8 of the 10 months since last year's election, the FBI conducted fewer background checks for firearms, for a proxy for gun sales, than in the same months a year earlier. Today, 1% of the U.S. population is taking in more than 20% of the nation's income. Police have now found 49 firearms in the two houses and hotel suite of the Vegas killer, including a number of bump stocks, which allow weapons to mimic automatics, and many legislators are calling that they should be outlawed. 300,000 now have been killed by gun violence in the period from 2005 to 2015. Yahoo admits that earlier breaches to its system involved all 3 billion of its users, much larger than the hack it had described before. Ben and Jerry signed an agreement with Migrant Justice to improve conditions for dairy workers in the state of Vermont. This is the Voice of the Daily People Bulletin, presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.